Oh, wow.
Oh, look at
wow.
you.
Wow, that mean, is, that has got to be one of the most unusual things I've ever seen you wear.
Oh, is that so?
Yes. I mean, I you know, first of all, I don't ever remember seeing you in tights.
Well.
But, you know, I guess most of your clothes are tight, but I haven't seen you in tights.
Ah.
But you know, it's you're really getting into the spirit of it all.
Well, you know what? I mean, I say if you're going to do it right.
What right? And and you got the wings and all. And
excuse me. Sorry, I needed a little lift off there.
So now, who are you going to shoot your arrow at this week?
Hopefully no one. We know how that ends. Yeah. Unless it's Miss Bacon, and I don't think my arrow can get all the way.
She'll be shooting an arrow at you, but it ain't aiming at your heart.
Oh. Wait. That hurts my feelings. I did try to buy votebacon.com, and I was going to keep it updated to see if she's, like, so always, like, it shows if she's the number one fan or not, but it's not available.
And y'all, we're recording this before the announcement of the number one fan. We're both on pins and needles right now.
Oh yeah, I'm sure. I know. I'm afraid I'll be the number one fan. So yeah.
Well, you were one year when
when you got me confused with Baron Frost.
When we thought it was
Mr.
Cackle.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. All right, you know what? Our schedule is tight.
We're on a tight schedule today. Sure. Could you please start the music?
Okay.
Get ready now. Here we go. It's Larry and Fatty stealing the show. The funny, the wild, the gassy too. Two decades strong with nothing to do. Don't talk about nothing but your laughter, you cry. Inappropriate humor, don't ask them why. Toots and giggles. The chaos will last. Welcome aboard the Little Fatty Cast. Two hosts, one mission, it's a blast. Celebrating 20 years of sass. Larry and Big Fatty make it fast. This is the Little Fatty Cast.
Gosh. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to Little Fatty Cast for Monday, the 9th of February, 2026, and the Larry's a little raspy year, and we'll get to that in a second, Miss Dolly Potential of H. Report, and I'm one of your hosts, the one who really could stand a nap, Mr. Larry H. Vader, spelled...
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Ooh, speaking of raspy.
Even when the big game is about to start, can't get it right. Well, he's obviously making his dips. V-A-D-E-R, Larry H. Vader. And joining me today, the man on the schedule. I just assumed we weren't recording. It's Big Fatty, everyone.
Hi.
Sorry.
Are people celebrating over there at the Vader family compound?
Oh no, that's just how I was going to tell everyone that I was up in the Dirty Myrtle this weekend. So, yeah.
Well, there you have it.
It's closer than you think. We'll get to that in a minute. But anyway, y'all, welcome. Happy Monday. Happy day after the Superb Owl. Yeah.
I don't hear you.
You don't hear me? Well, I don't know what to tell you because it's the sound is coming through to the Zoom.
Kind of
so
roboting.
Oh, poor Big Fatty. Y'all, welcome to the day after the Superb Owl. I hope that unlike my coworkers, you're all able to function and you're all able to, you know, go to work and be decent human beings because they won't show up tomorrow. In fact, I think most of them have already taken the day off. But yeah, y'all, we're recording this, as Big Fatty said, before the big game, before, obviously that means before the BFO is recorded, but also before the big doings, the halftime show, the BFO halftime show.
Well, you know, I understand there's this naughty rabbit
Ooh.
That has something to do with the halftime. I don't understand it completely.
If but, there is ever just, anything that anyone, including Daniel Bieber, who is listening, would not be surprised by, it is that you do not know who Bad Bunny is. So
the Naughty Rabbit, right?
Yeah, there is no one who is surprised that you do not know who the Bad Bunny is. So poor Big
Fatty. I saw a picture of him on the Apple Snack website. He's kind of hot.
Oh yeah, he's very good looking, very good looking. Y'all, I love it when the old people get so worked up over something like this, because it just goes to show that they're old. And y'all, I'm going to be honest with you. I am not a Bad Bunny aficionado, if you will. I mean, I know who Bad Bunny is. I don't go out of my way to see Bad Bunny, but I think it's very, very fitting, very with the times, as the kids say, that he'll be performing. And also, so that Fox News will have something to talk about for the next 6 weeks. So, because they will hate it. The old people hate it. But y'all, speaking of old people.
Yes. And I'm right here.
Yeah. Y'all, I have had. Old people are exhausting, and I'm not going to bitch about all the things that happened this week with people behaving badly that were ancient, but this is more of a Vader PSA, y'all.
Oh, are you having your PSA checked? Is that what it is?
Yeah. Probably need to, but y'all, if ever there is, as we get older, it's easy to get cranky. In fact, I was just cranky with my MRGC, and I was like, enough with this, enough of it. Either you want Mr. Vader or you don't. I don't want to talk about it all day. But that aside, y'all, just remember that if everything is wrong and nothing is right, and the world has gone to shit, and it's all terrible, that... Well, if you're like, maybe it's you that's the problem. Ooh. So just remember that. Just remember that. Also, if you, and I say this with respect, and I do, but if
respect.
You shouldn't,
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
If you're not comfortable driving the speed limit, it might be time to not drive. And y'all,
does that mean going too fast or too slow?
Too slow. If you're like, I'm not comfortable. It's dusk and the speed limit's 45. I think 30 is a better no. Go home. Get home. You should not be out. And, you know, I'm just saying, but y'all, I think the old people woke up this week from their post-crema slumber, but also, you know, a lot of them die this time of year. This is when they die left and right. It's true. You know it's true. You worked at the coal mine for 40 years.
It's true.
Y'all, the obituaries flood in. The obituaries flood in this time of year. So I get it. All of your friends and your family are dying, but don't be on the floor. Have you fallen? Oh Lord. No, y'all, don't take it out on other people. And I did not need 11 voicemails in one day screaming at me. So... Anyway,
okay. Well,
speaking of,
by the way, I don't know what I was going to say, so please continue.
Well, I was going to say, y'all, we're recording this on Sunday as we always do, and y'all, I was on my way home from the Dirty Myrtle, and I was, I probably didn't get home until 2:30, maybe 2:30. It was later. I had some stuff to do, which is part of the reason I was there.
Was it to go to the dentist?
No, actually. But, y'all, also, I had that 7 Brew coffee, that new chain that's out there.
No clue.
Y'all, no, absolutely not. First of all, I got a large iced coffee, which is stupid overpriced at Starbucks at like $5. Y'all, it was $8. Ooh. Number one. Okay. And that's just for the coffee and one cream, whatever that meant. Two, y'all, they're trying to be Dutch Bros and they're not. It's not. just FYI. So, y'all, I didn't even finish all $8 worth of that coffee.
I don't know what Dutch Bros is.
It's drive-through coffee that's really, really good.
Okay.
And
do we have it here in town?
There's one in Somerville now. Yeah, I was shopping this morning and I wanted a cup of coffee, and the coffee place where I was shopping had closed. So ooh. I was looking, and then I saw there was that Take 7. I was like, oh, they're popping up all over town. I'll give it a try. No, not doing that again. But anyway, so yeah, but y'all, it was a busy week at the coal mine. Coal miners, sized up their pickaxes and ordered their pickaxes.
Yes.
And y'all, speaking of old people.
Yes.
Y'all, I am probably persona non grata to many of them, because y'all, about 100 of questions in, all of which were things that were in the email and the multiple emails and some other schedules and things that they got with all this information, where they asked the questions that we had clearly answered. And they just couldn't make up their mind. And, you know, at first I'm joking. I was like, oh, is this the hardest decision you made today? What you're going to write on your pickaxe? y'all, about 100 in, where they said, we just can't do this.
Well.
And one of them said to me, you seem like
the coal miners said this?
Yes. And one of them said to me, you seem like you're getting frustrated. And I said, I'm going to be blunt. If you want it, then just write your name on it, okay? Because you're not going to get it if you don't order it in this room. And sorry, if this is the most difficult decision you've made today, then I'm not really sure what that says about the coal mine. But they were absolutely relentless with just... I don't have a lot of faith.
Were they, just out of curiosity, they finished there, were they driving 35 miles an hour because it was dusk?
Apparently. Okay. Y'all, and one of them said, one of them came up to me. It was late it was near the end of the event on Wednesday. It was Tuesday and Wednesday. And y'all, I was tired and I was annoyed, and which is not fair to the coal miners. I wasn't annoyed at them. I mean, I was, but I was annoyed because y'all, my big project was late and it was not getting to the point where it was going to be finished because I was doing that job instead of my job. And two, I was dealing with just different, you know, Lorena, different people at the coal mine who are being really difficult, who I think I might have accidentally told we no longer needed her services, but I'll have to deal with that on Monday. I got so angry at her. But the project did get finished. It was supposed to be finished on Monday, so it got turned in on Friday morning. I was not. It's actually most of it still sitting here behind me on the dresser, because I have to look at it under the bright light because it's, you know, a lot of little text. But either way, y'all, it was all good. But needless to say, by the time y'all, I was going to leave early on Friday because y'all worked about 65 hours, and so I was going to leave early on Friday. And Larry Cly at 1 o'clock had to go, but there was someone who was coming in at 3:30 that needed something before we could order the pickaxes. With the big pickaxe manufacturer. So y'all, I had to stay until about 4:30. And I was not, I was tired. I wasn't angry at Larry Cly. I'm not, this had nothing to do with him. Just the general situation of the whole thing.
Right.
And who caused it. And that's a whole separate issue. But either way, y'all, I hemmed and hawed. And I said, you know what? I've had enough. I need to walk away. I'm going to the Pulse Ultra Club. And I did. And y'all, it's all decorated for the Valentine's Day. The owner there loves to decorate for a holiday. And y'all, I I went in there and I was running a little bit late on Saturday and got there about 10 till 8. You know, you got to beat that cover charge, even though I'm not sure I'd have to pay it. But, you know, also, y'all, we like our beverage, no beverage early. Because, you know, but, y'all, the little 7 o'clock drag show or whatever, I don't know what time it started. Y'all, I didn't even realize it was a drag show going on. It was so terrible. And then one of the drag queens gave me a hug, and so I have to wash those clothes. They're covered in glitter. But y'all, the drag show was over, and, you know, okay, well, it's time for dinner. Oh, yeah. Y'all, I was the only person. It was me and like 8 other people in the Pulse Ultra Club.
Ultra Club.
Larry said, "Why are you not sitting in your seat at the end of the bar?" And I said, "Well, hold on. Let me move down there." It was occupied by an old person. Got up in my seat, and y'all, we just chatted. And I said, "All right, well, I got to go to bed about 10 o'clock. And so, y'all, I left there about midnight because I said, I'm going to run to the Turl, came back, and there was another beverage, no beverage. And I said, I do not want that. Well, you've only had a few. You're correct. I got things to do. But y'all, anyway, we were just chatting, and y'all, then it got busy. And so then I couldn't get my charger plate back. And so finally, y'all, the lovely Miss Julie got me my charger plate so I could get the hell out of there. And, did not sleep well because, you know, the old people don't like being up that late. But up on Sunday, and y'all went and did some shopping because I've got a big trip coming up. Big trip here at the end of the month. So, anyway, we'll talk more about that later. No big deal.
I have a big trip coming up at the end of the month, too.
Well, did you need to go shopping?
No.
Oh, okay. And so, y'all, I realized that I don't have many... I have plenty of clothes, but not stuff that I wear because, and a lot of stuff is worn out.
And you know what? Why people buy clothes to wear them is beyond.
I know.
I don't get it.
So I was looking. Y'all didn't buy a single thing because y'all I know the game. Right, where it's like, 70% off the whole store. Well, y'all, they just mark the prices up, and then they give you a discount, and it's the same price as when you were just – it's regular price. That's how these outlet stores work. And, y'all, I know how much things cost. So when I go in there, I know what things should cost. But I also want, y'all, that Eddie Bauer. Did you hear that Eddie Bauer closing all of its stores?
Yes.
So I wanted to go
after 11.
Y'all wanted to go in the Eddie Bauer and get some stuff. Y'all, it was all 60% what was left. There wasn't a lot left. All 60% off. Y'all, it was still overpriced. 60% off. And I was like, I am not paying that much for that. That jacket was originally $180. Y'all, it is not L.L. Bean. It's Eddie Bauer. It is not worth $180. So, and it's 60% of that. Or 40% of that is still more than that jacket's worth. So we didn't buy a thing, but came back to the Vader family compound and got my hairs did. And
yes.
Yeah, because y'all, there's a chance there's going to be more wintry weather next weekend. So I wanted to.
There is?
Well, that's what everybody was saying. Now, speaking of hearing things, did you feel the big earthquake last night or yesterday?
No. No.
Yeah, I got a news alert that there was a 3.2 magnitude earthquake.
I didn't know the old gal was even in the state.
Well, Miss Donna, who cuts my hair, said, "Oh, did you feel it?" And I said, "Well, I was out of town." And she said, "Ooh," she said, "I thought it was just my neighbor's children stomping around, so I didn't pay it any attention. But then I realized what it was, and I said, 'Oh, well, Miss Donna.'" So apparently, everybody's okay.
Are her neighbor's children named Earth and Quake?
I believe, yes, it's Earth and Quake Stomperson are her neighbors the way she described them. But, yeah, so, y'all, she was asking me about my little trip at the end of the month. She wanted to go, and I do like her, but I don't actually like her quite that much. Yeah, So I said, I am so sorry. It's the plane is full. So got all that done, and y'all, Big Fatty was y'all. I texted Big Fatty. This is where I was trying to say, and y'all, he didn't answer. It didn't show as red like 2 hours later, and I said, ooh. "Oh dear God, oh dear oh, God!" Gosh. And so then I called him. And it went right to voicemail. Didn't even ring.
Oh.
And I said, oh shit. He is dead on the floor. And I was like, what is Durwood's phone number? And so, y'all, I was seriously digging through my phone looking for Durwood or Granny's phone number. And the only one I could find was Miss Porter. And I assumed that was not going to get me to the correct place. And so then I was like, oh, the Nip. Because, y'all, I don't ever think about him being a person or living here.
Right.
And I was like, oh, the Nip. And so, yeah, I was literally about to call the Nip, and Big Fatty said, hi, I'm leaving the Chicago's. So, crisis.
By the way, averted. Tom and Terry gave you their best. Okay.
Yeah. So. And so I assume we're going to hear all about the Chicago's on your, on your little
you
show.
You got it. Oh. You got it. Yeah. So it's been a very cultural weekend for Big Fatty.
Oh. What nationality was he?
Greek.
Perfect. Perfect.
Well, actually, there was no gentleman caller at all.
Y'all.
I wish. Well, it is VD week. So
it is.
Maybe.
You know, there's the big doings, the big claws doings at the Pulse Ultra Club.
Ultra Club.
On Saturday night. So, and they said, oh, you must come back. And I said to that for the third time today, I'll see you in the fall. I said, y'all, and nobody was smoking in there other than the owner, which is surprising because it did get busy, but y'all, there weren't people smoking. And so I don't have to burn those clothes, but y'all, it's just too much. It is
too much.
And it's young people. And y'all, that's great. And that's real good for business. Although I have a funny story. I checked into the motel. Oh. You know, that's the Scarlet Roof Resort and Conference Center.
Yes. Yes.
And Lorena said, Mr. Vader, hi. I was like, oh my gosh, how was your Christmas? Like, because you and your daughter were going to go to the Brooklyn Gardens, the light show there. Oh, it was lovely. You know, we're talking. And y'all, there are people behind me in line. And like, I could feel them staring like, what the hell? And she said, are you going to go over next door to the Pulse
Ultra Club
tonight? And I said, well, yes, ma'am, I am. And she said, I got some mail for them accidentally. Can you take it over to them? And I said, well, sure. So, y'all, she gave me the Pulse Ultra Club's mail, and I didn't look at it. And because, you know, I assumed it was a foreclosure something.
It's a federal offense to open somebody else's mail.
And so, y'all, that's how you know you're a known quantity, is when they give you mail to carry over to the Pulse Ultra Club. Yeah. So, but yeah, y'all, the crowd's young, and that's good. It's good for business. I'm glad they're out enjoying the beverage, no beverage, enjoying the horrifying drag show. But
y'all, you know,
they don't want old people up in their bed. Like, they just don't want us there.
No.
So, that's why I told Ken, the proprietor, I said, y'all, I gotta go. I gotta get a Waffle House and eat my feelings. So, so I did.
And were they delicious?
Y'all, that sausage, egg and cheese biscuit they have at Waffle House now, it's delicious. It's absolutely delicious. So anyway, so that was my week and weekend. Yeah.
That sounds lovely. Yeah, sounds lovely.
I did not sleep well because I ate a double hash brown, but with gravy.
No, they did gravy.
It's new. And a single would have been fine.
No.
Would have been fine. But nope. I had five or six beers over the course of 4.5 hours. So I did not have that much. But you know, when you get to that point, your body just wants all the food. So
all the grease.
All the grease. So I had all that, and then But anyway, so that's that. Yeah, Big Fatty. Hi. Hi.
Yeah. Hi.
So any spoilers on the halftime show?
No. I think everybody knows it's going to be that Angry Bunny, Angry Rabbit. And,
oh, I meant your halftime show.
Oh, well, no, it's not halftime yet. So, you know, you just got to, although I believe Poodle posted a picture of the colostomy bag earlier this afternoon.
That
so,
Poodle, I tell you.
That
she's got to pull her weight around there for all the free cake.
You know, she loves to pull the winners out of the colostomy bag each year.
Who doesn't, really?
Right.
Well, y'all, before we run out of time, I'm sorry to cut you off before we run out of time.
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
All right, everyone, it's that game. The game where Big Fatty reads me the names of people you have never heard of before, and I have to try to figure out if they're dead or alive because... who cares? But then I have to tell you who they are because you'll never know without my expert knowledge. Big Fatty, who was born on this day?
Audrey Meadows.
Oh, Audrey Meadows. Y'all, that was her maiden or her real name. She went by Audrey Hepburn on the screen, and y'all, dead as a doornail. She was an actress.
Audrey Meadows is indeed dead, and she was an actress, but she most famously known playing the part of Alice Cramden on The Honeymooners, which was part of the Jackie Gleason show back in the day.
How about that? Never watched it. All right.
How about that? John Williams.
Ooh, it's a pretty common name. I'm going to go with the John Williams, the very famous composer, and he is alive.
John Williams is indeed alive. He's 94 years old.
I know. He's hanging in there barely, but yeah.
And he is a composer, and he most recognizable from his film scores for Jaws, Star Wars, Indiana Jones, E.T., Schindler's List, or as it says here, Schindler's List, and the Larry Potter film. So how about that?
How about that?
All right. Yeah. All right, let's see who we got here next. We have got Ted Koppel.
Ooh, y'all, news anchor, reporter, classic. I'm guessing he's still alive.
Ted Koppel is indeed alive, and he was indeed an American newscaster, still is, on ABC's Nightline, NPR, and...
I haven't seen him
all
in
right,
decades.
Let's see. Have we got time for one more?
A quicken, as they say.
All right, let's just see. Right here, Cecily Strong.
Cecily Strong, y'all, dead as a doornail. You would know Cecily Strong. She was an actress, and she was in some of those really classic movies, like. Y'all, I got to be careful with this one because I don't want to go anywhere that y'all going to get upset at me. She was in some of those classic movies, like The Talkies, if you will.
Oh, yeah, the early talkies, yeah. Mm-hmm. Cecily Strong is alive as can be. She's an American actress and comedian and was on the Saturday Night Live
for
many years.
That?
She's not on it anymore. How about that? Wow.
You definitely have to stick keeping this
moving at a professional pace, right?
Y'all talk too much. Y'all, speaking of the Olympics that we weren't speaking of that are on TV, have you watched any of that?
Yes.
Because I was watching some of the Pulse. Ultra Club. He's got a mouthful of water. Last night. Y'all, male figure skaters, they're so pretty, but why do they have haircuts that make them look like poodles? Like, did you notice that they all have this crazy haircut?
They do have kind of a 70s rocker haircut.
It is not flattering. It's like, is it aerodynamic?
It's the long hair and all, too.
Weird.
Well, you know, there's some people who really like the long hair and haven't, well, you know, as time passes by, they really become more follically challenged. And I'm not referring to myself, of course, which, no, you know, no. How long does this last?
It's over.
Okay, well, we'll get to the camera in a second.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
Ooh. And no, I wasn't referring to Cricket Hat.